I'm celebrating two 40th anniversaries. 1977, when I was married. So it was 40 years ago that I was married to my beautiful wife. And it's 40 years ago this year that I was filled here at Pilgrim Camp with the Holy Spirit on a men's retreat. Sorry. Which I thank the Lord for. And so I would be amiss if I didn't stand up and thank God for what he's done in my life. Tremendous blessings. I have 6 boys. They all love the Lord. I wish they'd go deeper, but God's working on that. You know, so if you have loved ones that, you know, we can't make them love the Lord like you love the Lord, but God can. We have to have faith for them, have faith for one another. Keep on praying. Keep on believing. Keep on asking. Keep on knocking. Don't give up. It's wonderful. We heard this morning, you know, that God's praying for us. He ever liveth to make intercession for us. He sits at the right hand of the Father. You have to believe that. You know, he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he's a rewarder of those that diligently seek him. And I was so grateful that God came to me, not only this camp, but the churches that I went to. I attended a small German church, Pentecostal church in Floral Park, where I really first heard about the Lord. When I went in, talk about silence, nobody was doing anything. They're all kind of kneeling down in front of the pews. And I'm looking around here. I came out of the Catholic church. I had no clue what was going on. And I'm like, what is something? The guy going to ring the bell? So I'm going to stand up. And what is that? Does it begin? And then all of a sudden, the music started. And the pastor said, let's stand and let's read. And they sang. And I never heard such singing. Never did. I didn't know that people would sing like that. And it grabbed my heart immediately. And I knew that I was in the right place. And it took years, but, you know, the Lord worked in me. It wasn't a 1-2-3 thing. It took maybe 2 years before I really gave my heart to the Lord. We heard about consecration at the end of the service. You know, that's what it's all about. It's getting saved, and then it's consecrating your life to him. And then it's giving you everything, the world behind me, the cross before me, following Jesus all the way. But I remember hearing about the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And I didn't know what that was. When you're a new Christian, you know, everything is new. I think we sometimes take for granted when people come in for the first time that they know everything. They really don't. It takes time. You know, here a little and there a little. But I was so grateful to see the hunger in people's hearts and to hear about Jesus and all that he wants to do. And so when I heard about him wanting to come and live within me, I thought, wow, that's different. And then, of course, we read it in the Word of God. And then I got such a hunger for God, I didn't care about anything. I just wanted to go to church. So I went Sunday. I went Sunday night. Nobody had to tell me to go to church. I just wanted to go to church. Sunday night, Monday night prayer meeting, Wednesday night Bible study, and then Friday night in Ridgewood. And boy, what a treat. You know, they say that the 10 years before that, it was even better, and before that was even better. You know, Hans Walfogel founded this church, I mean, founded the camp, and, you know, founded Ridgewood, and you know, generations went on, but I went up there. We had Brother Posta, we had all of these different ministers, probably don't know them all, and they had the gardeners, and we had Brother Gordon came and played his trumpet, and it was just a wonderful, wonderful time. You just sat and you drank, and the more the Lord, you know, spoke to the ministers, the more your heart bursted for more. I was like a sponge. But the day came when I heard there was a men's retreat, and I came up here to seek the Lord. And I wasn't disappointed, but I wasn't looking for the Holy Spirit. I was just wanted to come. I loved God. And I want to just encourage those who, you know, I've been hearing that people aren't getting filled with the Holy Spirit. And let me tell you something. You know, it's a blood-bought provision. Jesus said, it's expedient that I go. Because if I don't go away, the Holy Spirit won't come unto you.
Hallelujah.
And when you think about that, we as Christians need to seek for that. And seek, and seek, and seek. And I've been going to churches where people, Pentecostal churches, Assemblies of God churches, and there's no one filled with the Spirit. They don't even know. It's not even talked about anymore. What a precious light is here.
Oh.
And may we never lose that light. And it's not for the feeling. It's Christ coming in and living and reigning and changing your whole life, your mind, your heart, your soul. So he can use you to your neighbor, to be a blessing to someone else. You know, one of the verses that scared me and kept me, and I'll tell you what it was, you know, I wanted to, where it says that we might have an abundant entrance into the kingdom of God. You know, I wanted to have that abundant entrance. I wanted to be able to please God so much that he says, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Enter into the joy of the Lord. And it frightened me that I wouldn't get there because of the way my nature was and the way I had lived in the past. And so that kept me to the goal. Believe it or not, that verse kept me to the goal. Another verse was, "He that cometh to me, I'll no wise cast out." He's not going to cast me out. He wants us all to have an abundant entrance into the kingdom of God. Yeah, I thought I had to do that. I didn't realize that I can't do that. The Holy Spirit had to do that in me. So the day came when I was at camp, and I'm kind of moving along pretty quick here because I want to give other people a chance. But, you know, I came to the men's retreat, and we were in that room back there. It was about 35 men back in 1977. It was November 26th, around 4 o'clock in the afternoon, and, you know, we were praying, and the people were giving, you know, "I'd like to thank God for this and thank God for that." And I said, "Well, you know, my dad's dying. I'd like us to pray for him. You know, he's dying of alcoholism, and, you know, if the Lord doesn't save him or, you know, heal him, he's going to die soon." And so Gordon Gardner, Brother Gordon, said, "Let us stand and pray for this man. You have a mouth. You got a voice. The Bible says men are always to pray and not to faint. Let's lift up our voice. Let us stand." And so that's all. I thought, "Oh, this is great. Took the burden, you know, and we're gonna go through with this and pray." So we stood, and I said, "Dear Lord, I pray you'll come to my father." So all I did is close my eyes and said, "Dear Lord." And when I raised my hands to heaven, it was like lightning. I had no idea what happened, but I couldn't shut it off. And I didn't know many of the verses yet, but later on, when I read it, "Out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water." Those rivers opened up. Have you ever seen a river, what it can do? When it's flooded, it takes the trees, it takes the houses. You know, you can watch the Weather Channel, see what's going on. I'll tell you what, the Lord came in, and he took everything out, all the debris, and it flooded right out. And it was just so glorious.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
There's nothing like having Jesus. You know, it wasn't so much the feeling, it's just to know that he was real. And I began to dance and laugh and cry and spoke in tongues. And I remember they were telling me, I was walking around saying, "This is real, this is real, this is real." And I remember Brother Mike Corrigan telling me, he says, "Do you remember the time you came to my house when you were half inebriated? You used to come in, knock on my door at 11 o'clock, and you came and said, 'Well, it's real to you, but it isn't real to me. How do you know it's real? I mean, I know these people, but how do you know?' And he said, 'Tommy, at that day, the Bible says, you should know I am the Father, ye and me, and I and you. Just keep seeking, keep asking. God will come to you. God will make himself real.'" And I didn't have to do anything about it. A year or two before that, there was a fellow came into the church in Floral Park, and we're kneeling down at the altar call. I said, "Brother, you just say, you open your mouth, you just say it, just say it. And he's trying to push the Holy Spirit in me. And I kind of smiled. I looked up and said, "Brother, I appreciate your enthusiasm, but, you know, Bible says he will baptize me in the Holy Ghost. I don't need any help, but thank you." And, you know, but, you know, it's, when God comes to you, you'll know it.
Amen.
You'll know it. And your life will be transformed. And, you know, it doesn't mean you're going to be perfect after that, but that's why we come to camp. That's why we go to meeting. That's why we don't forsake the assembling ourselves together, because we need each other. And we need to hear the word to keep us strong. I was talking to my brother over here. He says one of the verses that blessed him is, you know, "Thy word have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against thee." And, you know, when you get the word of God, it truly is like a rock. It does break all the things in us when we read it. It really is like a fire. It does burn in us. And we really want to know him better. And the word of God is Jesus. When we read that Bible every day, it's God speaking to us. It really comes alive, and it's so powerful. But I didn't have that until I was filled with the Spirit. And I want to encourage everybody, seek young people, seek for the baptism. Don't seek just to go to church. It's great, I'm glad you're doing it. But seek God. Seek God. Seek God. Don't give up. Keep knocking. Keep asking. Keep seeking. Say, "Lord, I need to know you in the power of your eyes. I really want to know you." I mean, God is a spirit. And, you know, and we worship him in spirit and in truth. And we close our eyes, and it might be new. And if we had some silence, it was powerful. But God wants to so reveal himself to you that your life is transformed, and that it's no more you, but it's Christ. You know? And we sing lots of songs about giving our life up to Jesus. And so Jesus can come into you. I don't like the old man. I look in the mirror. I still have little things in me I don't like. Maybe you do too. But I mean, I just want to be done with it. But I find out I can't. The Apostle Paul said, "The things that I want to do, I don't do. And the things I'm supposed to do, that's what I want to do. But there's a war in my members." And, you know, and we can take that and rumble it and say, "Well, it's not me. It was the devil made me do it. You know, I'm born with this temper. I'm this, I'm that." Listen, God wants to take it all out. Amen. And he wants to dwell in that body. We're a temple of the Holy Ghost, full of joy, full of praise, full of glory. And that's what God wants in you. Isn't it beautiful when you meet somebody who's filled with the Spirit and you just want to be around that person? They're just so lovely. They got nice things to say. It's Jesus in them. I mean, I remember Dr. Gray. Do you remember Dr. Gray? That man, when he came in the grounds, you knew that he was here without even seeing him. He brought something. He brought the presence of God with him. And God is looking for us. And that's the victory that we sang about. The victory all the time. As Jehovah liveth, strength divine he giveth. Unto those that know him, victory all the time. Victory over the old man. Victory over this world. Walking as children of God. I thought about that. We're children of the King. Are we really acting like that? You know, he's a chip off the old man's block. I hope I'm a chip off my father's block. I really am. And that's why he fills us with the Spirit, so we can be like Jesus. Not you being like Jesus, but Jesus being himself in you. So we give up. We consecrate these bodies to him, our hearts and souls to him. And he lives and he reigns, and it's real and it's wonderful and it's blessed all the time. And, you know, then he begins to convict us sometimes. You know, when you're filled with the Spirit, you begin to realize, oh, I don't want to say that. I don't want to think that. You get such a hunger for God. Young people get on fire, and only God can do that. But make the steps. Make the steps. I remember I asked the Lord one time, why was it so easy for me to fill with the Spirit? Why did God come to me? I was more or less saved in 77. I sought the Lord, I had a hunger. But one person, or fortune, more than one, said, why don't you do something? Why don't you give some things up? I had lots of wonderful rock and roll albums. I'm telling you, I did. I had a lot of albums. And I loved music. I was a singer in a band. So I didn't want to give all those albums away. But I did. I gave every one away. I had alcohol in my house. And I took every bit and I poured it down the drain. And in its place, I put a Bible. And I had flowers and tracts. Wherever I went, I talked about the Lord. I wasn't filled with the Spirit. But I started to pray. And I remember God increased a prayer life in me. It was interesting. Ask my wife at 3 o'clock in the morning, the Lord would wake up like clockwork every morning. And I remember I'd go into my little room, and we had a little baby, and I'd just be in that room, and I was just so happy, so full of the glory of God. I turned on Family Radio, it was real soft, and I hear that, there's a brother, Jerry Edinger, you know, and all this. I just loved listening to it. But I was so full of joy, I just had to have somebody with me. You ever, it's like going on vacation by yourself, not too much fun. You know, you got to have somebody with you, enjoy it, right? And so my wife, Camry, she goes, can't the Lord wake up like it's 6 o'clock like a normal person? So I made eggs. You know. But you know, that's what God does. It's a joy to be in the presence of the Lord. And so a verse came to me today I want to share with you, and I'll stop. Delight thyself in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of your heart. And I don't know what the desires of your heart mean, but I was to get filled with the Spirit. When I saw brother Danny Walfo and Erica, I remember when I got baptized in 1975 with water at the Ridgewood Church, my friend Mike Horrigan said, hey, they get a bunch of baptismal candidates. You should, you know, you need to give your heart to the Lord. You need to get baptized. I said, okay, yeah, sure, I'll go. So I went, and I didn't realize I had to stand up and say something, and the church was packed. And I remember Erica smiling, and other people smiling, kind of, I said, they're laughing at me, that's all right. But, you know, so I'm up there, and I had to say something. This is exactly what I said. And so the Lord does give the desire of your heart. I said, I'm so thankful I'm saved, and I want to get filled with the Holy Ghost. That's all I said. And everybody kind of laughed, and then I went to see Brother Edmund and was baptized. But you know what? He did. He filled me with the Holy Spirit. And I thought about that. He gives us the desires of our heart. I just want to know him. You know, we're going to stand before him someday, and we're going to be held accountable what we do in this body, whether good or bad. And we have opportunity and choices to make. We all do. And the greatest choice anyone can make is to seek the Lord Jesus Christ and to be found in with all your heart. There's so much you don't even know yet that I don't even know. We haven't even begun to find out what God has for us. And the Bible says the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth to show himself strong on behalf of those whose heart is perfect toward them, or those that love him. And so keep loving him. Keep seeking him. Keep knocking. Keep asking. Keep believing. Don't give up, because God has something special for you. He really does. God bless you.
Amen. Amen. He will fill your heart today to overflowing, as the Lord commanded you. Bring your vessels, not a few.
He will fill your heart today to overflowing with the Holy Ghost and power.
Thank you.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Praise God. I think maybe we ought to sing a song. And that you should stand. So, who has a song? 74 in the white book. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Yes, Lord, come to us tonight, Lord Jesus. Oh.